It's been very difficult. It's been hard weather-wise, a lot of disease pressure, you know, high chemical use, high labour input to keep all the canopies under control. But the guys who have actually done the work and kept on top of things have got some really good fruit to play with. You know, there's been a lot of there has been fruit rejected and there's been problems, but the fruit that's available and looking good at the moment is looking exceptionally good.
That's Bob McNamara from Alpine Valley's Vignerons. Growers say costs have skyrocketed this year. Steph Antonello, who grows grapes in the Buffalo Valley in Victoria's High Country, says he's had to do much more work this year.
Spray-wise, we're 5 sprays as opposed to 14 sprays this year, so considerably a lot more sprays, a lot more time spent in the vineyard, and it's been a wet year.
Is that what it means? A lot more spray, a lot more work around the vineyard, keeping things in check?
It certainly is. You have to be a lot more diligent on seasons like this. You just need to spend time in the vineyard to see what diseases are there and get on top of them early. As you know, probably chemicals were at a premium this year, so you had to really be on top of them and order them early. And if you couldn't use eradicants, you had to be there with protectants. So it was been pretty tough.
What do you think, how much more have you spent on chemicals this year, say, to a different season or the last couple of years?
Back of the paper calculations, I think we're up at least 70% on chemicals, let alone diesel costs, which is, again, 70% on top of that. And labour is probably not that dissimilar, but it's been a very expensive year.
And I'd imagine you'd almost want to go back to drought, looking at cost increases like that, trying to produce grapes.
Oh, it certainly is a lot easier growing grapes in the dry conditions. And it's funny to say, I think this wet year will have a lot greater impact on the wine industry than the previous droughts combined.
Why do you think that?
Well, cost of production is so high and the returns, well, the wineries aren't increasing prices at all. So just the cost of production is so much higher than in a normal year.
And that really does make it tough then, I suppose, to make anything, any money at it if prices aren't high and you've got to spend more to make grapes. Obviously, that makes being in the industry a lot harder.
Oh, we're at cost of production in drought years, and this year we'll probably lose money on grapes. And people say, why do you spend the money? Well, if you don't spend the money, you just don't harvest fruit. So it's a really catch-22.
Will you harvest everything this year? Is there a home for all of your grapes this year?
2 weeks ago, I would have said no. But inquiries are starting to come in pretty quickly now. I think the Riverlands and Mildura are starting to harvest and wineries are finding out that there's a lot of fruit has been rejected. So the winery is starting to inquire around here.
And while costs grow, prices for grapes are in decline. Bob McNamara says there is an expectation of better quality grapes from wineries, but they're not willing to pay for it.
Prices are the same or lower than last year, so that's a real issue, is that the input that we have to put in to produce a crop, we aren't getting rewarded for, so that's an ongoing problem.
And speaking to growers last year's prices were unacceptable in many people's views, so if things aren't improving, that can't be a good sign for the industry.
No, it makes things unsustainable. You know, we have to produce a quality product to sell it these days. And, you know, if we don't produce the quality, we don't sell the grapes at all. If we do produce the quality, we need to put the input in. And unfortunately, we, as a general rule, there are some companies that are paying good money, but as a general rule, the prices are either at or below the cost of production. Yeah.